In San Francisco today, presidential candidate and Senator Bernie Sanders demanded to see the full Mueller report. This comes after Attorney General William Barr released a four-page summary of the report into the investigation, the Russian collusion investigation. Republicans declaring victory after the summary shows Mueller found no evidence of a Trump-Russia conspiracy. We're joined now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sonoma State political science professor David McEwen. Thanks for joining us, David. Once again, you heard the president declare vindication, total exoneration. That's not exactly the case, is it?
Well, no. I mean, what you're going to see here, at least so far, is the Democrats are going to look for openings in which to pursue additional investigations. And Republicans are going to, of course, declare victory and want to roll this up. But you have the background of a 2020 presidential election for all of this. You also have the Democrats in control of the House. So Democrats will push for to hear from William Barr, the Attorney General, but they'll also push to hear from Bob Mueller, all the while seeking to release the report, at least in its entirety, out to the public.
Right. Now, the House Judiciary Chairman says the committee will call the Attorney General, William Barr, to testify. He's a Trump appointee, a Republican. What can we expect, do you think, from Barr and the committee members? Will they go after him?
Well, I mean, they certainly will go after the Attorney General at some level, but that will be more along the lines of how quickly they'll have access to the whole report. What the Attorney General has to do is clear some of the findings, for example, with the grand jury. The grand jury, any grand jury proceedings that release constitute a violation of the law and DOJ protocol, that will have to be resolved. So at some point, there will be a desire by Democrats and tremendous amount of pressure on the Attorney General to release the report in its entirety. The question is, how quickly does that happen? That may take a little bit longer because apparently the report is quite extensive, exhaustive, and detailed. That will provide Democrats like Adam Schiff from California opportunities to at least open up the ideas of collusion and obstruction. Democrats don't want to necessarily slow walk down the way to impeachment. They are going to want to exploit several openings that they see in the report. Republicans are going to want to declare victory again and go home.
Right. And when it comes to obstruction of justice, Mueller didn't really take a position on whether the president committed obstruction of justice. There seems to be plenty of evidence, though, on the face of it that he did. First and foremost, the firing of James Comey, then Trump telling Lester Holt that he had Russia on his mind when he made that decision. What do you see moving forward when it comes to obstruction?
Yeah, I mean, obstruction of justice is very difficult to demonstrate. If the president had not gotten ahead of himself there with Lester Holt and some of his public tweets as he goes on the offensive in terms of social media, that presents a tremendous amount of problems for the president's own lawyers, whether those lawyers are within the White House counsel's office or outside, someone like Rudy Giuliani. If we look at the Attorney General's letter, we see that the Attorney General and the Deputy AG, Rod Rosenstein, conclude that there isn't enough evidence there to the president to commit an obstruction of justice offense. Part of that is based on protocols that are going on within the Department of Justice itself. Again, this whole report and the whole last 22 months have been much more about politics than they have been about the legal ramifications here. And Democrats are going to take political advantage here while the president, if you will, turns up his base headed into reelection efforts for next year.